Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 74. Clear skies overnight with a low around 46. A bit warmer into Friday, sunny with a high of 81, and clear skies with a low around 49 throughout Friday night. Cooling down into Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, then clear skies with a low around 43 over Saturday night. There will be a chance for some rain into Sunday, otherwise sunny with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Department of Corrections has fired two employees and is disciplining six others for mistreating an injured inmate last month. At the Topeka Correctional Facility, Elizabeth Wentz spent 2 hours crawling back to her cell after hurting herself. She was previously denied medical treatment and days passed without help. And when she fell again and again, she tried to go to the prison medical clinic and was denied help for a second time. Prison staff allegedly called Wentz fat and lazy, and one officer allegedly patted her on her knee and said, "Come on, you can do it." The department has since called these actions illegal, immoral, and unethical. The Wichita Police Department is looking for a Dodge Journey with damage to the oil pan after it left an 82-year-old man with serious injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call detectives at 316-350-3687. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Wichita State University, the Futures Fair showcases post-secondary options for over 2,500 students. Corinne Simmons and Nolan Wilson are students at Wichita's Trinity Academy, and they spoke with 12 News about why this is important.
Programs that I hadn't been considering before, talking to different colleges, was just really interesting to get a wider perspective on.
It's been really cool how we can just go around and see, like, literally every college within our area. And that's pretty cool, like, just to know our options and stuff like that.
In other news, a new Kansas cooking competition will feature wild-caught game and foraged food. This new competition, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, says that wild foods, whether they're caught or foraged from Kansas lands, will be showcased at the competition in Lawrence. It will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, November 19th at the Baker University Wetlands Discovery Center. Entries can be submitted into the following categories of wild game, wild fish, wild plants, wild mushrooms, wild sweets like fruits and berries, or wild invasive or nuisance species.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Jim Pillen announced that he's accepting applications to fill the vacancy left by Senator Tom Breezy of District 41. Senator Breezy will assume a new role as state treasurer beginning November 1st and submitted his resignation earlier this week and will be effective October 31st. Governor Pillen said that the appointee will serve the remainder of Senator Breezy's elected term through 2024. In other news, the First National Bank of Omaha has awarded more than $1.7 million in impact grants to 90 organizations. This grant supports programs dedicated to workforce development and entrepreneurship, along with affordable housing and neighborhood revitalization. Key goals also include adult education and financial literacy and security. The FNBO combined two grant cycles into one to represent the largest one-year grant amount ever awarded by them.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting begins today for the November general election and registration has closed. You may vote at county clerk's offices and may also request mail-in ballots. Informational meetings for the Marshall County Jail Project continue this evening in Axtell at the American Legion, Thursday evening at the Frankfort American Legion beginning at 7 p.m. The Marshall County Jail Project meeting held in Marysville is available for replay or download on its entirety on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Waterville City Council signed agreements with Kansas Wildlife and Parks for an award for the Recreational Trail Program for a trail grant. The main ADA 6-foot trail will circle Lake Idlewild north of Waterville. The main trail will be finished with gravel screenings and resemble the rail trail at Marysville. The other trails will be single track and give hikers a great view of a lake below, as well as an impressive view of the Little Blue River Valley. The WPA-built dam created a 7-acre lake that silted in the past decade. The grant was written in the fall of 2022 by former Economic Development Director for the Partnership for Growth, Ellen Barber, for the city of Waterville. Brandon Wilson and the Kansas Trails Council provided technical support for trail design and layout. Local people have cleaned up the property, and several groups have donated toward the project. Next step is to request bids for the trails outlined in the grant, completing the project within 2 years. The grant will fund 60% of the cost. City and committee have raised the other 40%. The grant will cover only the trail side of expenses. Other funds will be raised for new restrooms, shelter repair, and picnic tables, as well as seating. Donations to the Endow Waterville Fund for Lake Idlewild Trail and Nature Center may be made through the Kansas Rural Community Foundation website. Anyone donating in the month of November, the Patterson Family Foundation will match those donations up to $10,000. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Harlan Richter. Jody G. Dorn, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, with family receiving friends Thursday from 7 until 8:30. At the Laughlin Ova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jody Dorn. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away October 12. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Nancy Smith. Francis A. Vering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Vering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away. and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of Inline Construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and pineapple. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, cheesy potato, sliced carrots, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Now covering breakfast, lunch, and supper, Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville is serving a breakfast buffet Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday starting at 6 a.m. Kick off your day the best way you know how with a barbecue breakfast buffet from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday starting at 6 a.m.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street Annual Soup Day is Thursday, October 19th at the Marysville American Legion. Serving 11 to 7 with local delivery from 11 to 1. You can place advance orders. Contact Marysville Chamber and Main Street. For delivery day of, call 562-8374. Chamber and Main Street Soup Day, Thursday, October 19th, 11 to 7. Free will donation at the Marysville American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny and warmer into Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still sunshine throughout Saturday, but slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers may continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Some rain may linger into Monday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And more scattered showers into Monday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 68, record high on this date 90, the average low 43, and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening at 6:44. It's 48 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday the 19th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Day, Hamas Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
The Aces win a second straight WNBA title. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
6 seconds left.
Call all on ESPN. The Las Vegas Aces defeating the New York Liberty 70-69 to take the WNBA title in four games. First team in 21 years to win back-to-back titles. The Aces won without two of their starters. Asia Wilson scored 24 points and grabbed 16 rebounds en route to finals MVP honors. She spoke with ESPN's Holly Rowe on court after the game.
How did you find the strength within to come up so big in this challenging moment?
My teammates, we lean on each other so much at this time. We fought through so much adversity throughout the season, and we came out on top.
American League Championship Series, Game 3. The Astros plated three runs in the top of the second off Rangers starter Max Scherzer. One frame later, Jose Altuve extended the lead.
Scherzer, the 1-2, and Altuve drives this one deeper to left. Going back, Carter, still going back, and Altuve has left the yard.
The call on ESPN Radio, the Astros would bend but not break, defeating the Rangers 8-5 to cut their series deficit to 2-1. Scherzer tagged for 5 runs in 4 innings. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy asked if he'd start Scherzer again if he had a do-over.
Yeah, I'd let him do it again. We did all we could to get him ready for this. He was ready. You saw the stuff. So, yeah, he's one of our guys. So, no, there's no regret on that.
Later today, it's Game 3 of the NLCS. First pitch shortly after 5 p.m. Eastern in Phoenix. D-backs down 2-0 to the Phillies. Later, the Astros look to tie their series with the Rangers. NHL Red Wings double up the Penguins 6-3. And Ottawa crushed Washington 6-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Our Friday feature game, Twin Valley League and District Action, as Hanover entertains Frankfurt. Battle of the Wildcats live on KDY-FM 95.5. Marysville hosting Clay Center in District and League play on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Cape Rep's pregame show Friday begins at 6. Our coach's corner roundup follows at 6:30. Pregame coverage ahead of 7 o'clock kickoff on air, online, and on our mobile apps. Kansas Jayhawks idle this week. Kansas State pregame coverage Saturday begins at 4 o'clock.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off a Thursday today for the pre-Friday celebration. Yesterday in the markets, we wrapped up kind of the same way that we started the day, a little bit higher in the grains, kind of mixed but lower in the livestock overall. We'll see what's in store for us today on a Thursday. Corn market yesterday, pretty steady, not a lot of movement overall, but slightly higher on the days. December corn finished off 3 cents higher at 492 even a bushel. March corn was up by 2¾ cents to 506½. In the wheat market, December KC wheat was up by 3¾ cents to 670½. March KC wheat was up by 3¼ cents at 679 even a bushel. In the oats market, December oats were down 3¼ cents at 371 even, with the March oats down 4 cents at 390¼ cents. Over the bean market, November soybeans saw a bit of a rally at the end of the day yesterday, wrapping up 14¼ cents higher, sitting at 13.11 even. January beans were up 13 cents at 329¼. On the meal side, a bit of a rally there as well yesterday, finishing December $14 higher to $413.80. January meal was up $11.60 at $406.30. And the soybean oil was slightly lower in the red, finishing the day with December oil down 49 cents at $54.86. January was down 55 cents to $54.08. In the canola market, we saw a little bit of red there at the end of trading, with November canola down 7.5 to $7.11.70. January was down 5.60 at $7.18.70. And the cotton market saw some mostly higher numbers, with December cotton up a buck and a penny to $84.24. Over in the livestock, we started off kind of higher. We saw it mixed and then trying to rebound a little bit by the end. October live cattle was up 22 cents at 185.72. December was up to 32 cents at 187.20. Feeder cattle slightly lower on the day yesterday, with October down a buck 67 at 247.12. And the November down 72 cents at 249.72.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Many veterinary students have gone through the Veterinary Training Practice for Rural Kansas program at K-State. Tara Barnhart completed the program in 2014 and now serves on the advisory committee. She begins by sharing why Kansas agriculture needs this rural veterinary program.
Kansas agriculture depends greatly on our food animal side of production, and Kansas is really well known for feedlot cattle, cow-calf. There's just a myriad of food animal out in production in different parts of the state, and they need veterinary care, and they need our bright and brilliant students to leave Kansas State and serve those farmers and serve this state.
She discusses additional classes that she took for the VTPRK program that helped her prepare for having a rural veterinary business.
Some of the specific training that I received that I use on a daily basis now, I received some training on emergency preparedness through the USDA, and that's come in really handy, not necessarily something I would have received in the veterinary curriculum, but something I received directly from the VTPRK program. We took a lot more business classes that surrounded, you know, managing a mixed animal practice or what it looked like to run a business in rural Kansas. And that has been very beneficial to me because I know it won't come as a surprise to everyone, but we start veterinary school because we have this innate ability to care for animals and care for the people who take care of animals. Not all of us have the business acumen to be running these businesses, and so that training is critical for our success when you send us out to rural parts of the state.
Barnhart describes how her position on the advisory committee has kept her involved at K-State. It has also allowed her to network with veterinary students so she can be a mentor and a supporter for them.
The opportunity to serve on the advisory board has gotten me a chance to interact with the newest students in the VTPRK, and that has been a lot of fun. I've hosted a few of them for externships, and that starts building a network of people, but I can serve as a reference for a couple of them who have ridden with me or really struck me as a very talented student, or maybe I know of a practice in Western Kansas that I could reach out to a VTPRK student and say, hey, these are the positives of this area, and they may not have a personal connection to that county, but I do. And that's a really special part of the program that you don't see in other professional programs. We kind of have this K-State connection that we all stay in touch, and that's really neat.
That was veterinary training practice for rural Kansas alumna Tara Barnhart on what makes this Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine program special. She continues to use skills she learned in the program almost 10 years later. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day, a short run of cattle with harvest pressure still on. 40 head with 15 first calf heifer pairs. Calves are 30 to 60 days. 25 black and Charley first calf heifer pairs, calves 30 to 45 days. Thursday sale days at Marysville Livestock Incorporated to consign cattle. Call any of their fieldmen or call the sale barn.
Up for a weekend stargazing outing? The timing is just right for a crisp fall night and a sky streaked with shooting stars. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 19th, the 292nd day of the year. Singer Jennifer Holliday celebrates a birthday, and the first wedding to take place in a balloon occurred over Cincinnati on this day in 1874. This weekend is prime time for viewing the Orionid meteor showers. It is hard to predict exactly how prolific any particular event will be, but the Orionids generally produce a dozen or two per hour at their peak. Those shooting stars, by the way, are created by the debris trail from a previous passage of Halley's Comet. Your best chance at spotting one will be in the pre-dawn hours this coming weekend. Find a rural spot away from city lights, look in the general direction of Orion's Belt, and enjoy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 48 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs in the 70s forecast again today. A warm-up Friday, then back around 70 for a weekend.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Pittsburgh Steelers have claimed Darius Rush, the Chiefs' rookie, off of the practice squad. The Chiefs originally acquired Rush after he was released by the Indianapolis Colts after being drafted in the fifth round of this year's NFL draft out of South Carolina. Rush opened eyes at the 2023 NFL Combine, running a 4.36 in the 40-yard dash. The Chiefs are getting ready for their first matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers this year, their AFC West rival, as they're coming off a loss against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football, and the Chiefs are coming off a win against their other AFC West rival, the Denver Broncos, on Thursday Night Football. This week's Thursday Night Football matchup will be between the Jacksonville Jaguars at 4-2 as they visit the New Orleans Saints, who are exactly at 500 at 3-3. Currently, New Orleans is favored by 1 point. In their last 10 games against the spread, the Jags are 7-3, while the Saints have not won a game as the favorites this year yet.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Plans Players Club or sevenplans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The K-State Wildcats are getting ready for their home matchup against TCU at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. In the all-time series, K-State leads by just one game, 9-8. And the last time these two teams matched up, it was in the Big 12 championship game, as the Wildcats were able to walk away with a victory 31-28. Though TCU was still able to go to the college football playoff and eventually the national championship game, where they fell to Georgia. After losing top performers like Max Duggan, Quentin Johnston, and Kendre Miller to the NFL, the TCU Horned Frogs are sitting at 4-3 this year, with losses to Colorado, West Virginia, and Iowa State. The K-State defense ranks top 25 nationally in tackles for loss at number 10 with 7.7 per game. They're also amongst the top in rushing defense and third down defense. And since they've changed to a 3-3-5 alignment, they allow just over 21 points per game. That being second in the Big 12 behind Iowa State at 20. Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
The 2023 TVL Volleyball Tournament wrapped up Saturday with the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs being crowned your tournament champions. Valley Heights was the winner of Pool 2, defeating Donovan West and Washington before falling to Centralia. While in opposite pool play, Hanover went 3-0 with wins over Lynn, Clifton Clyde, and Frankfurt. Valley Heights faced Hanover in the semifinals, dropping the first set 14-25, but then winning the last two 26-24 and 25-20. While on the other side of the bracket, Centralia defeated Clifton Clyde in three sets, winning the first set 27-25, dropping the second 24-26, and rounding out the victory with a 25-17 third set win. Valley Heights went on to defeat Centralia in two sets, 25-18, 25-19, being crowned your 2023 TVL Tournament champions. In third place, the Hanover Lady Wildcats finished with a two-set win over Clifton Clyde, 25-17 to 25-18. Sub-state action gets underway this Saturday with Clifton Clyde, Onega, Frankfort, and Washington County playing at Wakefield. Centralia, Donovan West, and Troy will be at Burlingame. Valley Heights will be at Waubunsee, while Axtell hosts a sub-state with Blue Valley, Hanover, and Lynn.
Our Friday feature game, Twin Valley League and District Action, as Hanover entertains Frankfort. Battle of the Wildcats live on KDY-FM 95.5. Marysville hosting Clay Center in District and League play on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Cape Rep's pregame show Friday begins at 6. Our coach's corner roundup follows at 6:30. Pregame coverage ahead of 7 o'clock kickoff on air, online, and on our mobile apps. Kansas Jayhawks idle this week. Kansas State pregame coverage Saturday begins at 4 o'clock.
KNDY.
I believe in miracles. I believe in signs. And I believe that mountains move one prayer at a time. If I could be an angel, I'd make your every wish come true. But I am only human, just a woman. Love.